In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Isaiah says, "Behold, your salvation comes. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. And they shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken." In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, Christmas is going to be a little more exciting for my family this year, this afternoon. Brad and Katie come down with Claire. Claire's old enough now to enjoy the excitement of Christmas, the opening of gifts, its celebration. And next year, she'll have a little brother to join in. And so lately, we, in particular Brad and I, have been considering some names for him. Balthazar. Hieronymus. Maybe something a little more simple. Clem. This morning, Isaiah gives us a few suggestions for names. Am HaKodesh, the holy people. Gyure Yahweh, the redeemed of the Lord. Derusha, sought out. Or, my favorite, Irlo Ne'etzaba, a city not forsaken. Little Master Scoville would certainly turn heads with one of these names. You know, it's normal to be thinking about names before a child is born. Choosing their child's name is a big responsibility for parents. With the birth of Jesus, it's interesting that the opposite happens. You are given a new name. Several new names, in fact. God gives them to us. And even more than us, he has put a lot of thought into these names and filled them with great meaning and significance. First, you and I who believe in this Savior who was born so many years ago, we are called Am HaKodesh, the holy people. Now you might think, really? You? Me? Holy? I mean, it not only sounds a little arrogant to say this, it just plain seems wrong. Do we not confess, and rightly so, that we are sinful and unclean? But maybe we make a little too much of our sins. Recently, I've seen several Christmas movies on the Hallmark Channel. Every year, there's one in which a prince, well, he's living in some small, average American town, and he ends up falling in love with some common girl. Now, when she finds out that he is a prince, well, she runs away because she feels that she is unworthy of him, doesn't run in his loftier circles. But eventually, he realizes, and then he helps her to see that she is not at all less than the titled and cultured women that he is normally around. She's not at all unworthy of him. In fact, she is better than those cultured ladies. She makes him better. We are not Hallmark sinners, you and I. You know, not really all that bad. Jesus knew what he was getting into when he was born into this world, became flesh for us. We truly are unworthy of him. As we just sang in our hymn, "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear," our sins bring a heavy load of guilt and cares and painful steps. We bear them at times suffer for them. We at times lay them upon others. Worst of all, our sins brought great pain and suffering and finally death to Jesus himself. And yet, he knew this. This is precisely why he came. The goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared in him, St. Paul tells us in Titus chapter 3. It's in his sufferings and death for you, accomplished for you on the cross 2,000 years ago, and then given to you in this day, in your baptism. What Paul calls the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit poured on you richly through Jesus Christ our Savior. In that event, all that Christ did was given to you. Your sins are forgiven. You truly are holy. God says so. Am HaKodesh, the holy people. It's not a make-believe Hallmark name. It truly is who we are in Jesus Christ. It's the name that God has given us. You are also derusha, sought out, for God sought you out in Bethlehem and upon the cross. And in the message proclaimed to the shepherds by the angels, and in the message proclaimed to you this very day, you are Gule Yahweh, the redeemed of the Lord. By his holy birth and his life, and especially by his innocent suffering and death, Jesus has purchased you for God. And so you're not your own. You belong to him. But you don't belong like a servant. He's taken you to be his beloved child. For in your baptism, his son put his father's name upon you. You're in the family. Truly, you can call God your father. And because he's your father, you are Irlo Ne'etzava, a city not forsaken. As you rejoice in Jesus' birth for you, as you trust in his death for your forgiveness, you can truly know you will never be forsaken. There will be times, yes, when you will feel alone. Life brings changes. Even the loneliness of death will come. Jesus' birth was not to change this. But not even death will separate you from your heavenly Father. In Christ, you are Irlo Ne'etzava, not forsaken, never forsaken, not forsaken even in eternity. We have become heirs, having the hope of eternal life, Scripture says. God's Son was born among us, made his home among us, to give us his eternal Father's eternal home. And so Jesus' birth changes everything. I heard just recently on the radio a beautiful Christmas song that really made me think of how God's gift of his Son has changed everything. It was composed by Alfred Burt, died in the 50s. He was an American jazz musician, and every year he would write a new Christmas carol with his friend Willa Hudson. This song, "Some Children See Him," was beautifully sung by James Taylor. Some children see him lily white, the baby Jesus born this night. Some children see him lily white, with tresses soft and fair. Some children see him bronzed and brown, the Lord of heaven to earth come down. Some children see him bronzed and brown, with dark and heavy hair. And it goes on, some children see him almond-eyed, this Savior whom we kneel beside. Some children see him almond-eyed, with skin of golden hue. Some children see him dark as they, sweet Mary's son, to whom we pray. Some children see him dark as they, and oh, they love him too. The children in each different place will see the baby Jesus' face like theirs, but bright with heavenly grace and filled with holy light. And you know, it's love that sees Jesus to be like you. And we should see him that way, even though we know he was a Jewish baby born in Bethlehem. But to see him like you, because he made himself to be like you, even in your sins, which he came to bear and to take from you. And so now, see yourself new in him. A new person with a new name, a name given by your Heavenly Father. And then seeing yourself that way. Oh, lay each side each earthly thing, and with thy heart as offering, come worship now the infant King. 'Tis love that's born tonight. Love from God, the Father, our God and Father, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, our brother. Amen.